That is Mark Cohn in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix with your daily dish for Monday now, as Sharon Osbourne has officially been fired by the CBS daytime talk show The Talk. In a statement, CBS says, quote, the events of the March 10th broadcast were upsetting to everyone involved, including the audience watching at home. As part of our review, we concluded that Sharon's behavior toward her co-hosts during the March 10th episode did not align with our values for a respectful workplace. We also did not find any evidence that CBS executives orchestrated the discussion or blindsided any of the hosts. Quote, at the same time, we acknowledge the network and studio teams, as well as showrunners, are accountable for what happened during the broadcast, as it was clear the co-hosts were not properly prepared by the staff for a complex and sensitive discussion involving race. During this week's hiatus, we are coordinating workshops, listening sessions, and training about equity, inclusion, and cultural awareness for the hosts, producers, and crew. Going forward, we're identifying plans to enhance the producing staff and producing procedures to better serve the hosts, the production, and ultimately our viewers. The Talk will return with original episodes on Monday, Monday, April 12th, following the pre-scheduled hiatus week of April 5th. This all stems from Sharon defending her friend British journalist Piers Morgan when he blasted Meghan Markle following her CBS interview with Oprah March 7th. Quote, I feel like I'm about to be put in an electric chair because I have a friend who many people think is a racist, so that makes me a racist, said Sharon, who then challenged the other host to tell her, quote, what he's uttered that's racist. Co-host Cheryl Underwood responded that the implication of Morgan dismissing Markle was racist rather than the words themselves. Sharon then asks, quote, why can't it just be that he doesn't like her? Why does it have to be racist? Following the show, Sharon tweeted a lengthy apology in which she said she does not condone racism, misogyny, or bullying. She said, quote, I should have been more specific about that in my tweet, she continued, referencing her original defense of Morgan online. Quote, I will always support freedom of speech, but now I see how unintentionally I didn't make that clear distinction. Everything then spiraled downward for Sharon as current and former staff members said Sharon and others on the show were racially insensitive. Sharon has yet to comment on yesterday's developments. And Woody Allen is again denied sexually abusing his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow. This time, the director addressed the allegations in an interview on CBS Sunday morning. In the sit-down, which was taped in July, the director says, quote, I believe she thinks it. She was a good kid. I do not believe that she's making it up. I don't believe she's lying. I believe she believes that. The interview was conducted several months before the recent HBO docuseries Allen vs. Farrow, which explores the allegations and has renewed interest in the case. CBS says this was Allen's first in-depth on-camera American interview in nearly 30 years. Allen, who's never been charged with any crimes, says it's so preposterous, yet the smear has remained, and they still prefer to cling to it if the notion is that I molested Dylan, the possibility that I molested her, nothing that I ever did with Dylan in my life could be misconstrued as that. He added, quote, there was no logic to it on the face of it. Why would a guy who's 57 years old and never accused of anything in my life, I'm suddenly going to drive up in the middle of a conscientious fight with Mia's country home with a 7-year-old girl? It just on the surface, I don't think it required any investigation even, he says. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.